Barely a week has gone by since the great debate debacle. Two old geezers in a WWF smackdown with wet towels. One ranting and ducking, the other just a deer in the headlights. All in all, a sad spectacle. Most of my libtard snowflake friends turned off in less than 15 cringeworthy minutes. Me, I stuck it out till the end. No doubt hoping Joe's Red Bull would kick in and he'd respond with outrage to some of the lies and evasions of his goofy opponent, but I was more than disappointed. Alarmed even that this election looked like a gimme to the goof. Wildfires are raging across the country in unprecedented heat waves. Mostly hair on fire among the Democrats wondering, what now? What now indeed? Their candidate, the one who says he was jet-lagged after his European D-Day junket, plans to fight on, but maybe only from 10 to 4. No more evening interviews, debates, or, well, much of anything beyond milk and cookies. So what to do? What to do? I like Joe. I really do. I love my old man, too, but when he reached 100, I understood he'd gone past his expiration date a few years earlier. And yeah, I get that Joe surrounds himself with good people. Something Donald Trump wouldn't understand when all he requires is absolute loyalty to Donald Trump. Joe could manage the office another 4 years with the folks he picks, I have no doubt. But so could plenty of others who are younger, more vibrant, and energetic. There comes a time when a wise person should know he needs to step down. Joe has reached that time. His legacy is secure. But if he pulls a Ruth Bader Ginsburg here and lets that moment pass, allowing the country to vote for a vindictive, narcissistic, anti-democratic, probably insane authoritarian who is backed by legions of mewling sycophants, well, Joe, your legacy will be quite different. It's time to take one for the team, for the country. Take a rest. You deserve it.